This is Dr. Singh, and beginning from the novella at the Great Lakes Crossing. We read this initial psychiatric evaluation. Patient first name is Dorothy, D-O-R-O-T-H-Y. Last name is Montgomery, M-O-N-T-G-O-M-E-R-Y. Date of birth is 5-1-20-1929. Date of evaluation 12-8-2023. HBI history page, complaints, psychiatric evaluation for management of depression, history of psychosis, comma, dementia, and to assess efficacy of current medications. Next paragraph, history present and last. This is a 94 years old female who was admitted this facility on 11-27-2023 upon transfer from Sinai Grace Hospital. Patient's chart indicates history of congestive heart failure, ASHD, diabetes, hyperlipidemia, dementia, history of psychosis, non-ST elevation, myocardial infarction, acute kidney failure, history of falls. Patient is a poor historian. She could not tell me circumstances leading to her placement here. Her chart indicates that she was admitted here on sertraline, 50 milligram once a day, and quetiapine, 50 milligram at bedtime. She's also on memantine, 10 milligram twice a day. Period. Patient acknowledged helplessness and frustration over her inability to do things. And having to depend on others. She acknowledged some forgetfulness. She repeatedly asked me do you know how old I am, unquote. Staff reports no behavioral problems. Patient's chart indicates that she was evaluated by our service at the villa at City Center on March 23rd, 2023. Next paragraph. I spoke to patient's daughter Alexandria on phone, who acknowledged that her mother has significant confusion and memory problems. Her daughter reports that mom would get paranoid and believe that somebody was breaking into her place and stealing things from her. And she said that before current medications, she was quite agitated. Daughter also reports that every time she comes to visit her mom, my mom is tearful and depressed. Patient used to be a very active person in the past and participated in political process and campaigning for several politicians in the city. Daughter thinks that patient believes that she did these things very recently, but apparently it has been 20 years or so since she worked. Next paragraph, no prior history of psychiatric hospitalizations. Next paragraph, review of system, general weakness, eyes, ear, nose, throat, cardiovascular, respiratory, gastrointestinal, genitourinary, non-reported, musculoskeletal weakness, skin, neurologic, psychiatric, endocrine, heme allergies, non-reported. Next paragraph, under past psychiatric history, prior outpatient psychiatric treatment, no prior outpatient alcohol substance abuse treatment, no prior psychiatric hospitalization unknown, prior suicide attempts, no. Next paragraph, education highest. Uh, not known current occupation. Patient worked on campaigns for different politicians. Next paragraph, relationship, divorce, number of children, 3, but one daughter is deceased. Next paragraph, legal issues, no. Next paragraph, medical record lab, diagnostic test for electroform and chart nursing. Next paragraph, under history and habitancy, under review of history and habitancy, medical history as reported in HPI. Next paragraph, psychiatric mental status examination. Blood pressure is 94 over 64, pulse 64, respiration 15. Next paragraph, general appropriately groomed demeanor, cooperative motor movements, slowed gait, sitting on a wheelchair, speech clear, mood dysphoric, thought processes confused, thought content with the normal perceptual disturbances, no perceptual disturbances, level of consciousness alert, oriented to self, did not know the name of this facility. This person with the normal patient did know that she's at Villa. Memory recent impaired, she could recall 0 out of 3 objects after 3 minutes. Attention, concentration, fair language, normal, funnel knowledge, poor judgment and insight, limited. Next paragraph. Medications, under current medications, Seroquel 50 mg HS, Namenda 10 mg twice a day, and Sertraline 50 mg once a day. Next paragraph, under assessment and plans. Mood disorder due to non-physiological conditions with the depressive features F06.31, plans continue Sertraline as prescribed, period. Patient is also on Seroquel to stabilize mood, decrease paranoia and delusional thinking with a good response. Number 2, dementia and other diseases classified elsewhere. Mild with other behavioral disturbance, F02.18. Next paragraph, number 3, adjustment disorder with depressed mood, F43.21. Disposition, notify your service of any changes in mood or behavior in your concern. Next paragraph, the patient will continue to be seen for monitoring of current psychotropic drug regimen, including its efficacy and adverse effects. Next paragraph, staff needs to encourage patient to participate in activities and therapies. Next paragraph, orders and procedure 99305. Next paragraph, supplemental administrative, check risk benefit analysis, check common side effects of SSRI. Number 2, antipsychotics. Number 3, memantine. Next paragraph, the risk-benefit statement and decision to treat. Based on the findings of my assessment, the above stated goals, benefits of recommended psychotropic drug intervention outweighs the primary risk as noted above. Next paragraph. This is the end of dictation.